How are we supposed to top a full-lipped great horned owl sound? That's the question we're trying to answer on today's computer radio program.
Program.
So I wrote down a few ideas on how we could follow it up on note cards.
Do you mean follow it up?
Yeah, these are good. Those were really good. We're coming off one of the best computer radio programs we've ever recorded, and perhaps the best computer radio program of all time.
Yeah.
Episode 5 will go down as a historic moment in computer radio lore.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think part of it was the mystical bird sounds that you were making. I think that was part of it.
Highly accurate. We've actually had several people from National Geographic reach out to us.
I think they liked that they were not aware of a great horned owl that had lips, and they didn't realize that there's a hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very hard to find.
Some sort of mystical anomaly. This great horned owl down here in the southeast quadrant of South Dakota.
Yeah, genetically enhanced with lips.
So how are we going to top that? How are we going to top an episode where you did mystical bird sounds? That's the question we're trying to answer. Welcome to our computer radio show, the Differentiated Business Podcast, with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. Tape recording live 20 miles south of a gulch that Jesse James leaped on a blind horse. Tape recording live just 2 hours south of Milbank. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to toss a couple ideas out at you.
Yeah.
And I want you to give these your honest feedback. Give me an honest grade.
Slow and low. Just toss them in here
Toss them in here slow and low, and you're going to give me an honest grade in peculiar sort of way that you want to grade these.
Okay.
How about sound effects of lipped animals other than owls? What was that certification you talked about? I think it was episode 3. You talked about a certification that you want to acquire. It had something to do with behavior.
Oh, to be a certified behavior analyst, yeah.
Yes. So what I was thinking is that we could both get certified in something and then talk about it on the show. That would make for an interesting podcast.
Certifications.
Commit to some sort of a certification process, and then we go through. I mean, we could even check in throughout the process of becoming certified, and then, we would share our journey, and then we would, come together and share the certifications that we had been awarded, that we had earned.
87%. Okay. 87%.
You liked that one. So where did the idea of becoming a behavior analyst, certified behaviorist?
Well, I've been fascinated by it as I've watched my son navigate school. There are people in and around him that are certified behavior analysts.
We would call you a certified behavioralist.
A behavioralist.
Michael J. Hart IV.
87%.
So we could do that.
Yeah. That's definitely better than lipped animals.
I'd go for a deep listening certification. There's some certifications just in listening. I like the sound of that. You could be a certified severe weather spotter. I've always thought that might be a nice service to the community. Sort of how you've served the community as a grand juror.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that would be a way for me to serve our community. Or I could renew my membership to the South Dakota Ornithologists Union.
Yep. I think a couple of other things that you could consider are either becoming a certified scuba diver or just an ordained minister. Those are just two more things that I want you to consider.
What about a book club kind of deal?
Like a certified book club enthusiast? Like what are you certified?
Is there a certification for book clubs?
Now we're talking.
That would be an interesting show.
What if we could be certified book club analysts, and we look at other people's book clubs and we analyze whether or not they're doing a good job?
Yeah, this is a book club you're reading. What are you reading? You're reading
Something, some
Bob Costas's autobiography.
Louis L'Amour Western, and then just playing Bunko. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That you wouldn't be into that?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're a certified book club analyst, you've got a lot of things to sort through.
I thought maybe, no, I meant like an actual book club where we each select a book. We could read the same book, or it might be more fun to read different books. And then we do book reports.
Compare and contrast.
Compare and contrast different books, do book report.
A book report. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm asking.
Well, no, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Grade it.
Well, no, but let's we're talking it. About certifications
Let
right
it
now.
Rip.
Yeah.
Well,
no, let's come back to it.
We're moving on, though. We moved on to book clubs.
Do you have a couple more to throw in here, though?
Okay, you're going to come back to book clubs.
All right.
We could discuss different words that we've heard mentioned in meetings.
Magnanimity, like that kind of word?
Yesterday in a meeting, somebody said malapropism.
Wow.
And it's a word that has to do with mixing up popular idioms.
Popular.
Is a bear a Catholic? Does a great horned owl have lips? Would be another one.
That's one. Here's a word, iconoclastic. I just read that one the other day.
A bear in the hand is worth two popes on a fence post. Jeez Louise.
I've heard that one before, though.
A bear in the hand is worth two popes on a fence post. That's really good. Where are we at for a grade on that? Just different words.
Different words. This is something I like a lot, so I'm going to... Oh, boy.
Now, how come you're not doing your ribbon grades? For a while, you were just doing blue ribbon,
I'm gonna give it
purple,
a
red.
I'm going to give it a 90%.
So 90%, is that a purple ribbon? Is it a triumph of talent? What is that?
So it's an A-.
Yeah.
It's an A-.
So it's right on the border of a purple ribbon?
Yeah, right on the border.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Reading different reports is always fun. We could just have a whole podcast where we're reading different reports.
I would love that, yeah. That's a 92.
Yeah.
92%.
This is another thing that somebody said, but I think it... in a meeting. I heard it in a meeting, but I think it represents its own unique concept. It's just called silly mode, where we just go into silly mode. In quotes, I wrote it down, silly mode.
But what... I guess we're not always in silly mode.
No, it's like a normal podcast, but just in silly mode.
Yeah. So it's the differentiated business podcast, silly mode. We turn on silly mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would that be like?
It's hard for me to imagine because I feel like I just don't know if we can, because this podcast is incredibly reverent.
Well, and then, but would a podcast where you're doing sounds of a great horned owl that has lips, would that be silly mode?
No. Like I said, those were so incredibly accurate.
So what do you think of silly mode? Is that not a very good idea? Can we go back to book club?
Yeah, back to book club. Let's do it.
We each pick out a book. We read it together. Maybe a listener out there wants to read it with us. They don't have to.
We pick a book. I read it to you during the podcast.
Oh, now that's a different take on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we use this sometimes at Fresh Produce, a creative technique where we pick out a book. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. I just reached up onto our bookshelf here in the studio. I've got a copy of Kurt Vonnegut, Player Piano.
Okay.
And we pick a random book off of the bookshelf. You open up to a random page, put your finger down, and I see the word, home.
Okay. And now what?
Well, then we just talk about it.
But I thought you said that was like a creative exercise.
Yeah, that is.
We just talk about the word home.
Yeah. Well, we use it to inspire some dialogue.
Okay. There's no additional topic or anything.
There's no place like home. And now you come at me with another one.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where the Pope is.
Two popes on a fence post.
What do you grade this? I mean, you just start off with a creative.
We're off to a good start. I'm going to give it 89%? It's pretty good.
Pittsburgh is another word in that.
Pittsburgh.
One idea is one that we've tried to get off the ground. It's not working. It hasn't taken off. But I still think it could. Feedback is a gift.
Yeah.
This is a segment we thought had legs.
Where people could submit things and then we would give feedback.
Well, you would give feedback.
Yeah. Well,
I'm getting feedback right now. This entire interaction is feedback as a gift. I'm getting feedback on my ideas that I have for our radio program.
And I'm grading them. Well, I mean, I don't think we should give up on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that there's still, I can see success in the future of that particular approach.
I think the part that is most entertaining for me, and I, you know, maybe it's just because I know you and I know how you grade things. I think giving feedback, but then also offering a grade is interesting to me.
Either a ribbon or a grade.
Yeah.
I think we've identified both can be applicable.
Yeah. So I think that's good radio. I think that's captivating.
That's down deep in your soul satchel.
Yes, I would pack it away. Another thing we could do is just talk about stuff that is going on. Just different things that's happening.
Like just current events?
No, like at Fresh Produce.
Oh, like at our business, our differentiated business.
Well, because that's what the whole premise of the show is.
Well, that would actually make a lot of sense.
Famous is an internship that we started 15 years ago.
It
is now open. We are now accepting 16 years ago.
I think this is going to be the 17th
class. 17 years ago.
Yeah.
We are accepting applications now.
Yep. You can go to pickfresh.com and learn all about it and apply there.
Can you get Famous certified? Is there a certification? Like if you've completed all of your famous assignments, you get a certification? Is there a ceremony?
We've never done that, but that is a great idea.
Yeah.
There should be, you are now Famous certified.
Yeah.
That we should definitely do that.
So can we work on that together?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Let's make it a priority.